Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is going to be your shepherd has led you to the slaughter and wears around wool clothes and lives on lamb's meat. How many of you know today that a lamb is basically a young sheep under 12 months of age, which does not have any permanent teeth to wear. I want to talk to you today on how your pastor is leading you to the slaughter. I want to talk to you today and tell you what the Bible says about pastor. And I'm here to tell you that the word pastor, it only basically is mentioned one time in the Bible. And the word pastor is used very little, but I'm here to tell you what the word pastor means, and actually means shepherd. A shepherd. One who cares and commits themselves to the sheep. Yes, a shepherd is one who cares for the sheep, who watches over the sheep, who defends the sheep from attackers, who heals the wounded and sick sheep. And what do? They go out and find and they save the lost and the trapped sheep. And they love the sheep and they share their lives with the sheep. But I'm here to tell you today that in America, the shepherds now are eating the sheep. The shepherds of America are eating the sheep and living on the sheep's wool. The shepherds are living off the sheep's fat and meat, and they are eating lamb, and they are just sucking off the sheep. Can you believe that we live in a day and age where the shepherd is now eating the sheep? Could you imagine to see the shepherd managing the sheep, and then one day that shepherd gets hungry and sits down on a campfire and starts to roast the sheep and eat it? You know, I don't know about you, but pastors are called shepherds in the Bible, and the Bible warns us about these shepherds. The Bible warns us about these shepherds who want to eat and devour the sheep, and I'm here to tell you today. The Bible talks that a shepherd is a teacher. He's a teacher of the people as the flock, the shepherd. He's a friend. A shepherd is a companion or a special friend. Yes, he's one to cultivate, but I'm here to tell you today that shepherds now are eating the sheep. Shepherds are eating the sheep. I'm here to tell you today, your pastor is called a shepherd, and he is devouring and eating up his congregation. Oh my gosh. He's literally feeding on the sheep. He literally is walking around and wearing wool and making wool clothes and wool coats. Oh my gosh, the shepherd is now eating the sheep. How sick. And by the way, the lamb, the young sheep under 12 months, a lot of the young sheep, which were lambs, they would be eaten. Meanwhile, the older sheep wasn't really good for anything, and they're not really good to eat. And so what do we have? The Bible is very clear. What do we have today in America? We have the shepherd eating and devouring the sheep. So when you go to church, the first thing they want, they ask for your money before the sermon. And when you go to church, the preacher never even cares a damn about you, does he? He cares about just looking good in front of the people, driving around his fancy car, living in his big house, and have all the power and control. And not one of them would probably pick up the phone and call you individually. You know, we lived in this town all these years, and I tell you, the church and the pastor of the church never picked up the phone, never visited people my house. Not once came, not once called, not once cared, not once act like they even care. Why? Because their only goal was to feed on the sheep. And if you didn't have anything to give that church, if you didn't have anything to offer, they didn't want you. I'm here to tell you that the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. Now listen, let's go turn our Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 34. Ezekiel chapter 34, let's start at verse 1. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to those shepherds, thus says the Lord God, Woe, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? You see what was happening? The pastors were feeding themselves on the people, sucking the money off the people. Oh, come on, somebody. And God, Jesus, was saying, shouldn't the pastor feed the people? Not devour the people? Shouldn't he give to the people? Should he not be taking from the people? I don't know about you today, but I just went to a church, a big church, and all that does is want your money. Didn't even have a picture of Jesus on the wall. Didn't even have the cross on the wall. And you could see that the shepherd, or the pastor, was literally feeding on the people. Can you imagine just slaughtering the young lamb and just sitting there and having the meat just drip out of his mouth and all that goo coming out of his mouth and just suck in on the people? And I'm going to tell you, that church was the most unfriendliest church I've ever been. So rude. All these religious demons walking around in their suits and tie, I mean, puffing themselves up on their religious superiority, thinking that they are better than everyone else, literally feeding on the people. And I'm sick of it! So, what does the Bible say here in Ezekiel? It says, here we have the shepherds, they're feeding themselves on the people. They're getting fat off the flocks, and shouldn't they be feeding the flocks? You eat the fat and clothe yourself with the wool, you slaughter the fat sheep without feeding the flocks. This is Ezekiel 34:3. I mean, literally, they're eating themselves on the wool. They're feeding themselves. And so, what we have is pastor, which is actually means shepherd, okay? Try to stay attention with me, all you people who are dumbed down on your iPhones and you think you're trendy because you go to Goodwill and you wear a suit and tie and you act like you're better than me. Well, most of your shepherds are now eating the sheep in the church. The Bible goes on and said, those who are sickly you have not strengthened, and diseased you have not healed. So a lot of broken people go to church. You don't heal them. You don't help them. You don't talk to them. You don't call them. You don't care about them. No, they're broken. What do? You have not bound up. You scattered. You have not brought back. Nor have you sought for the lost, but you force the severity and you have dominated them. Well, these shepherds who are now satanic demons, who are called so-called preachers, they don't give a damn about their local communities. All they care is about you coming to their church, sucking money, so they can send the money to India. Well, all they're doing is feeding on the sheep. They're eating the sheep. Yes, these shepherds are literally devouring the sheep. So, all you elderly people who are on Social Security, don't forget the shepherd is going to devour your money. He wants to chew on you. And he's wearing these fancy wool coats around him. And yes, and he's looking so spiritual and good. And the truth of the matter is, should he not be feeding you? Should he not be calling you? Should he not be visiting you? Should he not be caring for you? No. He wants to feed off you. You get it? The Bible continues to say in Ezekiel 34:5, they were scattered for lack of a shepherd, and they became food for every beast of the field, and were scattered. So here we have the shepherd not only feeding on the sheep, eating the sheep, but then the sheep saw the shepherd eating them, so they scattered, right? Oh my gosh, this guy's supposed to be leading me and teaching me, but he's eating on me. Oh my gosh, he just ate my arm. I went to church and my arm was just gnawed on, guys. They're eating me! Feeding on me, bunch of predators. So yes, I went to church and I was devoured upon, chewed upon like a lamb, like a sheep, and I'm pretty sick of it. Because all these preachers, they don't care a damn about you, and you got to accept that in America. Their only goal is to feed upon you, to take from you, to suck your money from you, and so they can have their... I mean, you want to see something evil? I mean, it's a $1 billion business, churches today, playing with your emotions. Oh, come on, somebody, they don't give a damn about you. They don't care. So the Lord was saying in Ezekiel, said, look, the shepherds are eating the sheep. What does the Greek say that pastors are? Well, they're shepherds. They're supposed to shepherd the congregation. And, you know, unfortunately, the truth of the matter is we have too many pastors out there, and all they're doing is devouring you. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, declares the Lord God, surely because my flock has become a prey, my flock has even become food for all the beasts of the field for lack of a shepherd. And my shepherds did not search for my flock, but rather the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my flock. Wow! I mean, is not the Bible so true that the shepherds, they left the sheep to be eaten. On top of that, they were eating the sheep. Okay? And then they fed the sheep to other animals in the fields. And then they fed themselves. And oh my gosh, and God is mad. He said, wow, can you imagine looking at the church today? And how they're just feeding off the people? Hey, elderly people, do you realize that your preacher is the shepherd that has been feeding on your Social Security? Do you realize that your pastor has been feeding on your retirement funds? And how many times does this happen over and over again where these preachers, they come and play with your emotions, they suck all the money off from you? Come on, somebody. And did not God say, are you not supposed to be feeding them, but instead you're eating them? Are you not supposed to be going after them? Are you not supposed to be caring about them? You see, a real shepherd would go visit door to door knocking. A real preacher would call you individually. A real preacher would go to your house, knock on your door and say, how are you doing today? This is not happening. Why? Because preachers are feeding on you. Shepherds are eating their sheep. And so God is a little bit upset here because this is happening in the Bible in Ezekiel that the shepherds were eating their sheep. And my flock was drooling, God said, out of the shepherd's mouth. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. And so the shepherd ate the sheep, gave the sheep scattered, they ran, because those that were supposed to be in charge were actually eating you. You understand how sick the church has become in the United States of America, that the shepherd, the pastors are now feeding on you and devouring you? I see it when I walk into a church and how they want to devour me. Oh, come on, somebody. I know you don't want to listen to this. Oh, Dean hates churches. I do not hate churches. I'm telling you, the church has been hijacked by Satan, and the shepherds are now eating the sheep. That's what I'm telling you. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd cares for his herd in the day when he is among his scattered sheep, so I will care for my sheep, and I will deliver them from all the places to which they were scattered on a cloudy and gloomy day. I'm here to tell you today, the number one problem in the church is we've literally have taken Jesus Christ out of the church. We have taken Jesus out of the church. We have taken the cross out of the church. And I'm here to tell you today what the Bible says. Jesus said, because the shepherds will start eating the sheep, the sheep scattered. Is it any wonder why people don't want to go to church today? Is it any wonder why people don't want to step foot in your evil demonic church? I'll tell you why. Because you have chewed upon them. You have eaten them for the very last time. And I'm here to tell you that God is angry. Jesus Christ is angry. When you can't even walk in your church and find a picture of Jesus, I'm telling you that church is not a one-man show. I'm telling you today, Pastor, you have better repent. I'm telling you today that Jesus Christ, He is angry. I'm telling you today, He says, look, I alone am going to start caring for my people. You don't need to go to your evil demonic buildings anymore. Jesus is not in them. You have kicked Jesus out of the buildings. You have kicked Him off. And I'm here to tell you today, Jesus and Jesus alone will go after His sheep that you have destroyed. Jesus and Jesus alone will now start caring for the sheep that you have devoured upon. I can't imagine being wounded. I know a lot of you have been wounded by the church. I know a lot of you have been hurt by the church and people in the church. I'm here to tell you today, turn to Jesus and Jesus alone. I'm here to tell you that shepherd that stands high above you on that wooden spectacle, He is literally there to devour you. I'm here to tell you when He is on that spectacle above you and He is not pointing you towards the way of Jesus and there's no cross in your church, I'm here to tell you that He is evil. And I'm here to tell you that I want to point you to Jesus. I want to point you to Jesus. That He will begin to start sending angels to administer to you and to start taking care of you. Can I get an amen? Yes, Jesus Christ is here to administer to you. And Jesus Christ alone will send angels to help and to lead you into the right way. And you've been scattered, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus alone is going to start being resurrected in America. I'm here to tell you Jesus alone is going to start. You understand today that there's something happening. And this something happening happened many years ago. And what's happening is Jesus. I went into this church and I said, I hope I hear Jesus. And the preacher looked at me and said, what? Like it was in something new. I'm telling you that Jesus is something new. And Jesus is going to be resurrected higher than you've ever known. I'm telling you the shepherds has been eating the sheep long enough. And Jesus Christ is going to be resurrected on high. So, I would bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and bring them to their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the streams and in all the inhabitants' place of the land. I will feed them in a good pasture and their grazing ground will be on the mountain heights of Israel. They will lie down on good grazing ground and feed the rich pasture and mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock and I will lead them to rest, declares the Lord. I will seek the lost and bring the scattered and bind up the broken and strengthen the sick. But the fat and the strong will be destroyed and I will feed them with judgment. Oh my gosh! Don't we serve an awesome God, a just God, a God who says, I had enough, a God who says that I am going to myself be your shepherd. You see, the Bible says in John 10:11 that Jesus says this, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. We don't have shepherds laying down their life for the sheep on the pulpit anymore. We have shepherds that are literally feeding on the people. Taking from the congregation. This is evil, man. I mean, I will not believe. And I am sick and tired of all these global preachers literally sucking money from the people and always beating down and saying, how great God is in other countries. And I'm telling you, Jesus is just as strong in America. Jesus is just as strong in America and in the American communities. The problem is we don't have faith in the church anymore because the church has now become corrupt and run by Satan. Why? Because the shepherds are feeding on the sheep. you see. They don't go visit people in the community, you see. Don't. They're family-run businesses. It's really sick. And I'm telling you today that Jesus is not a new idea, but more and more I hear this. There's no pictures of Jesus. Why? Because we don't know what Jesus looked like. It doesn't matter. I'm here to tell you, in the country of Thailand, that king, the king would be on every house because they would honor the king. The picture of the king would be in every house. Why? Because in the country of Thailand, they would always honor the king, and they have a very good king. And so, what did they do? They honored the king by putting the picture of the king on the house. And today we have, in the Christian circles, we have King Jesus. Jesus the King. With no pictures anymore. Taken down from the public schools. Taken down from the churches. Taken out of our houses. Whatever happened to King Jesus? Whatever happened to King Jesus? Whatever happened to the Good Shepherd? No. And now we are being run by shepherds that are feeding themselves on their flocks. And I'm here to tell you today that God sees these evil shepherds that are devouring the sheep, eating the sheep, and wearing the wool around their neck. Enough is enough. And you better believe what I'm saying. That these shepherds don't even care about the people. They are cold. I see so many brokenhearted people that the church does not even care. You're just another number to them. Why? Because they want their money for the big ministry. They want their big organizations. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They care more about what's going on in India than they care more about you here in America. And it's enough! I understand that you just want to suck my money from me, and that's all I am to you, so you can devour the sheep. Sheep, come into the pasture so I can slaughter you. I understand that. You just want to slaughter me. I get it, you evil damn bastard. Meanwhile, your freaking degree will cost you $100,000 at college that's just ripped you off. Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is the good shepherd, and what the Bible says, that He, that Jesus alone will come to your rescue. He will seek out the lost, Jesus alone, and bring back all the scattered and bind up all the broken, and He will heal the sick. Yes, but all you that have gotten yourself fat on the sheep. All you that have taken money from the church. All you that sit upon behind your pulpit and act like you're so holy and trendy. God says judgment's coming your way. Judgment's coming your way. Oh my gosh, Jesus Christ. Judgment. All you shepherds that couldn't even put a picture of Jesus on your church or a cross. What does the Bible say? I will destroy them, and I will feed them to judgment. You've been feeding all my sheep, I will feed you to judgment. The Bible says in John 10:15, the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Christ set the standard here. Christ would lay His life down for His sheep. And His sheep will recognize His voice. And his sheep are trustworthy. And they know the good shepherd. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ is that good shepherd. And I'm here to tell you that the shepherd, the pastor who says he's a shepherd, he literally has eaten the sheep. He's eaten the sheep. Yes, he has eaten the sheep. I could go on and on. Your shepherd has led you to the slaughter and wears around wool clothes, and he lives on the lamb's meat. It's just amazing how we have all these different kind of pastors. Lead pastor, associate pastor, worship pastor, high school, college pastor, family pastor, student ministry pastor, youth pastor, small group pastors, parking lot pastor. Are you kidding me? These shepherds are now eating the sheep, man. They're eating the sheep. I can't take it anymore, guys. I can't take it. Pastors are shepherds. But they're eating the sheep. They're devouring the sheep. They're not feeding the sheep. They're not leading the sheep. They're ruling and controlling and dominating the sheep. And then when they become hungry, they eat and feed on them. Then they lick their lips and then they make their wool into clothes and they walk around and say, look how trendy and rich and mighty I am. Are you kidding me? Is this what we've gotten to the point in the United States of America where now the shepherds are feeding on the sheep? I mean, can we not just put Jesus Christ back in our church? Can we not? You guys are sick in the head, you know that? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of it. Bunch of sick bastards. I don't know if I can do this anymore. It's like a fire burning in me, though. I have to tell you. Church, stop feeding on the American people. Stop eating them up. American people, come on. Will somebody give back to the American people? We've given so much throughout the years. Will somebody give back to the American people? Will the church stop sucking money and stop eating up the sheep? It was pretty sick that the wounded sheep, and instead of healing the wounded sheep, they would just eat the sheep, man. So the wounded people come to church and saying, hey, man, I'm wounded. And instead of healing them and helping them, what do? They eat them up and devour them and say, hey, look at my nice car. Look at my iPhone. Look at my really nice house. And meanwhile, they're saying, I can't give anymore, man. I'm a hurt sheep, man. I'm wounded. Oh, my gosh, man. Instead, you trap me and I'm being attacked. And oh, my gosh. So the pastor comes and his drooling lips says, oh, I'll help you. Why, he eats you. He eats you up. You just got eaten up by your pastor. The shepherd just ate the sheep. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on the American people, the people around the world that are being eaten up by the shepherds who call themselves pastors, and only to devour your finance, only to devour your health, only to destroy you, only to make you more sick, instead of building you up and encourage you, instead of making you stronger. And this is why we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. What about you? I'm here to tell you, maybe you've been really destroyed by the church. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is a good shepherd, and He alone is going to come to save that which is lost. And I know some of you, you have been lost, you have been hurt, and you have been broken. But Jesus Christ is going to reach out His hands, and I'm telling you, He will. He's going to send ministering angels through many different means, whether it's through a drunkard on a street, a fortune cookie, it doesn't matter. Jesus has a way of finding you. Jesus has a way of reaching out and touching your life. Because I'm here to tell you, you're part of the greatest thing in this world, humanity. And Jesus Christ wants to lift you up. He wants to make you stronger. He wants to resurrect you and make you stronger. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus Christ is Lord. And He is the Good Shepherd. And we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now.